but that's why North Korea got involved in this, because
right.
here they were named as the third wheel on the axis of evil,
mm-hmm.
completely ignored, right, for months after being named to the axis. And all of a sudden they're over here going, hello, hello, we've got the bomb. We already have it. Yeah, you don't even know if he's got it, but we've got it. Hello, over here. You know, and you could just see the Bush administration going, shut the f*** up. You know, shut the f***. Just, who let them into the axis of evil? It's like,
so you don't think we're going to attack North Korea then? There will be no attack on North Korea.
Well, of course not.
Because no oil?
No, because a lot of us would die.
So you we're see, not attacking them because they're good.
Doesn't help getting reelected when you kill off a lot of the voters. All right, it's important to have those people come home and vote for you. So you got a million man army in North Korea. All right, nobody's going to bother.
But
with
can
North
I tell
Korea.
You though? Yeah. Also though, they're tiny. I've seen the president. It is a million tiny man army.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, how tall are you, John? All right. I mean, no, my point being, you are the most dangerous man on television. So at your height. So
Kim Jong-il. You know, it's interesting that you know, why don't the American people then, if the case is the oil, like, what's your position on Arianna Huffington, for instance, saying SUVs are an unpatriotic vehicle to be driving?
Well, I agree with that.
But let's say you needed that space, that extra space for doggy beds.
Or the VCR with a TV in the back, the big screen TV.
Sometimes people need to be distracted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, when they're driving.
But can't you go down that slippery slope that we're all basically guilty of excesses just by living here? Isn't it hard to define one group of consumers above others as being most responsible?
No, I think the point is that the oil, 25% of our oil comes from Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And her point, and the point of these people who've been running these ads, is that
right.
15 of the 19 hijackers are from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabian money funded 9/11, the attack. And it's the thing we still tiptoe around that we don't really talk about.
Right.
That what exactly was the Saudi involvement in this attack? And was it, in fact, a military attack against the United States, not a bunch of crazed terrorists running around in the desert, but actual...
Well, then, now that's a conspiracy. That's a theory I hadn't even heard.
Well, it's not
that these guys
just,
were...
It exists. I mean, everybody knows. Look, if 15 of the 19 hijackers mm-hmm. had been Cuban, would you have said that the Bolivians attacked us?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Why go after Iraq when it's Saudi Arabia?
Well, yeah. Right. And, of course, you see, Bush forgot to do job one, which was catch the guy who did this. Right. So instead of just catching the one guy who did this and the few others of his people who may be here,
right.
instead, let's go invade a nation of 20 million people. Now, I mean, I don't know about you. I'm a fairly lethargic person. I'll always choose the path for you also. Right.
Are you kidding me?
You go the path of least resistance. Right.
My ass is numb.
There you go. All right. So, OK. So if I were to say to you, here's your mission, John, you get to either catch one guy or invade a nation of 20 million. You know, I mean, which would you choose? This Bush hasn't done his job. Everybody knows he hasn't done his job. Those of us who live in New York City are no safer than we were a year ago.
What?
We all.
I'm not having you on here anymore.
You didn't get the memo on this.
I didn't get the memo at all. Well, I know you got to run off. You're getting a nice award tonight for bowling for Columbine from
The National Board of Review.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
It's really a terrific film, and we enjoy it.
Thank you,
Mike.